it's known. The sacred forever shining bright through all that we behold. Through all that we behold. Through all that we behold. Truth, compassion, and forbearance, gems on men. Truth, compassion, and forbearance.
CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
EU foreign policy chief says China is backing Russia's war to keep US distracted. The European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy has said that the Chinese Communist regime is actively helping Russia prolong its war against Ukraine in order to divert U.S. attention and resources from Beijing. Analysts said that the explicit statement from the EU foreign policy chief shows a clear shift in its strategy toward.
欧盟外交政策高级代表称，中共支持俄罗斯的战争已分散美国注意力。欧盟外交与安全政策高级代表表示，中共政权正积极帮助俄罗斯延长其对乌克兰的战争，以此转移美国对北京的注意力和资源。分析人士指出，欧盟外交政策负责人这一明确表态，显示其战略方向出现了明显变化。
EU High Representative Kasia Kallas said in an interview with The Economist on October 28th that Russia President Vladimir Putin has shown no signs of taking ceasefire negotiations seriously after launching the war in February 2022. She called the Chinese regime the key enablers of this war, pointing out that China has become Putin's most important supporter in the conflict.
欧盟高级代表卡亚卡拉斯在10月28日接受《经济学人》采访时表示，自2022年2月发动战争以来，俄罗斯总统弗拉基米尔·普京没有表现出认真进行停火谈判的迹象。他称中共政权是这场战争的关键推手，并指出中国已成为普京在这场冲突中最重要的支持者。
China has been buying Russian oil and gas while exporting consumer goods, technology and equipment that have military applications for Russia, such as drones.
中国一直在购买俄罗斯的石油和天然气，同时向俄罗斯出口消费品、技术以及具有军事用途的设备，例如无人机。
Kallas also recalled what the Chinese regime's top diplomat Wang Yi told her in a July meeting. His message was that it's not in their interest that this war in Ukraine stops because then America's attention will turn to China, Kallas said.It is in Beijing's interest to keep the United States' attention on Europe, she said.
卡拉斯还回忆起今年七月与中共最高外交官王毅会面的情形。卡拉斯说，他当时的意思是，俄罗斯对乌克兰战争的结束并不符合他们的利益，因为一旦战争结束，美国的注意力就会转向中国。他表示，对北京来说，让美国的注意力继续集中在欧洲才符合其利益。
Callis said that Russia and China have been very open about their intentions. She referred to a 2023 meeting between Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping and Putin in Moscow, in which she told Putin, "Right now there are changes, the likes of which we haven't seen for 100 years, and we are the ones driving these changes together," referring to the decline of the U.S.-led liberal democratic world order.
卡拉斯表示，俄罗斯和中国对各自的意图一直非常公开。他提到了2023年习近平与普京在莫斯科的一次会晤。会上，习近平对普京说，现在世界正发生百年未有的大变局，而我们正共同推动这些变化。这句话指的就是由美国主导的自由民主世界秩序的衰落。
The question is whether we believe them, Callis said, pointing out that too often Western policymakers have been blindsided by viewing the world through their own democratic lens.
卡拉斯说，问题在于我们是否相信他们的话，并指出西方决策者往往因为以自身的民主视角看待世界而措手不及。
Callis' statements show that the EU is now combining the issues of Russia and China. Shenming Xi, research fellow at the Division of National Security Research at Taiwan's Institute for National Defense and Security Research, told the Epoch Times on October 31st.
台湾国防安全研究院国家安全研究所研究员沈明士于10月31日接受《大纪元时报》采访时表示，卡拉斯的言论显示，欧盟目前已将俄罗斯与中国的问题联系在一起进行考量。
Russia is occupying two areas in the Donbass, and Putin may use this as a bargaining chip, Shen said. Under such a critical circumstance in the war, Putin will certainly not give up or negotiate, and similarly, China's support for Russia will not stop, Shen said.
沈明士指出，俄罗斯目前占领了顿巴斯地区的两个区域，普京可能会将此作为谈判的筹码。沈明士说，在这样关键的战争局势下，普京当然不会放弃或进行谈判。同样的，中国对俄罗斯的支持也不会停止。
As long as the United States and the EU stand together and continue to pressure China for its support of Russia's war effort, when they negotiate with China, they can force Xi Jinping to change policies, making China less likely to openly or extensively provide aid to Russia. At the very least, it will reduce China's aid to Russia, Shen said. I think the use of this strategy is very obvious.
沈明士表示，只要美国与欧盟保持一致立场，并持续就中国支持俄罗斯战争一事向其施压，那么在与中国进行谈判时，他们就能迫使习近平调整政策，从而使中国不太可能公开或大规模地向俄罗斯提供援助。沈明士还说，至少这将会减少中国对俄罗斯的援助。我认为这一策略的运用是非常明显的。
Callis's interview shows that the EU has now realized that if the bloc wants to see an end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, it will have to put more pressure on China, according to Yi Yaoyuan, professor of political science and international studies at the University of St. Thomas.
圣托马斯大学政治学与国际研究系教授叶耀元告诉《大纪元时报》，从卡拉斯的采访来看，欧盟如今已经意识到，如果希望俄乌冲突结束，就必须对中国施加更大的压力。
The EU countries' attitude towards China has never been unified. However, what Callis said this time shows that there is a certain degree of consensus among EU member states regarding undermining European peace, which will put greater pressure on China, he told the Epoch Times.
叶耀元说，欧盟各国对中国的态度从未统一。然而，卡拉斯这次的发言显示，欧盟成员国在中国破坏欧洲和平这一问题上已经形成了一定程度的共识，这将对中国造成更大的压力。
CJSF is a non-profit campus and community radio station. We are currently having a fun drive week for the station. I have been volunteering at the CJSF for over 20 years. Please help CJSF by donating at cjsf.ca/donate.听众朋友，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的The Chen Show，我是何西。CJSF 电台是一家非盈利的校园和社区电台，因为有这样一个平台，我们每周都能与您在空中相会。我们本周正在为 CJSF 电台举行筹款活动，如果您喜欢我们的节目，请捐款支持 CJSF。 捐款的网址是 cjsf.ca/donate。 Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Ivy, The Pulse, and the song is called Free Birds, which is from the album titled Sweet Fruitions, released in 2019. Oh, sorry, it's at the end of 2018.听众朋友，现在呢又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Ivy The Pulse 演唱的歌曲 Free Birds， 希望你喜欢。
come and go. Years go by the same. All we shared was careless words. Keep a watch on the clock for the little hand to stop. Striking a match just to watch it burn. I don't want to lose this love. Haven't we lost enough? A heart only takes so much before it falls out of touch. I just want to hold you close. I don't want to let it go. I'm going to love you like I've got something. Like I've got something to do. I can still remember the first time I saw you. You were like a star that fell for me. Let's get back to them. Make it new again. Got too much right just to turn and leave.
Halfway Home by Morning, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit mattedison.ca. And up next is the song by Steve Potts, and it's called Shine On, which is from the album also titled Shine On, released 2019. For more information, you can visit pots.com。听众朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自 Matt Edison 演唱的 Something to Lose。接下来，请大家欣赏来自 Steve Potts 演唱的歌曲 Shine On。
Somebody's struggling, but everyone's allowed. And if you're gonna reach, reach for the stars. Pack yourself a lunch and some antique jars. Celebrate your fears, celebrate your scars.Everyone, you're a shiny old car. Shine on, shine on, shine on. You got the Mercedes covered up with rust, champagne fizz from theFarm to the California gold, chasing down a dream, it just can't be sold. Celebrate life, let it all fall free. Kick off your shoes and wiggle your
CJSF is a non-profit campus and community radio station. We are currently having a fun drive week for the station. Please help CJSF by donating at cjsf.ca/donate. 众朋友，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的
《The Chen Show》，我是何西。
CJSF 电台是一家非盈利的校园和社区电台，因为有这样一个平台，我们每周都能与您在空中相会。我们本周正在为 CJSF 电台举行筹款活动，如果您喜欢我们的节目，请捐款支持 CJSF。 捐款的网址是 cjsf.ca/donate。